Georgie Morell has been our constant companion during lockdown. And as things ease and life returns to normal, she's considering future gigs and has recently been for a checkup on her glaucoma. Georgie, how are you?
I'm very well, Red. How are you?
Not bad at all. Looking forward to the return to normality.
Absolutely. We're slowly getting there, very, very tentatively. I'm still a little bit nervous,
So you had a checkup yesterday for your glaucoma?
I sure did. It was, like many people's hospital appointments and treatment, delayed by a few months, but they managed to get me in at the brilliant Moorfields, which I don't have a bad word against. They are just, well, they've done wizardry things to my eyes. It was a weird experience, though, with what they have in place for us. And some of it I found quite ironic, like literally. So you have a little queue before you go in, and then a very nice nurse says, just wait here. So you wait there. And then she goes, right, go ahead. And you go see another couple of nurses and you get a new mask. I couldn't bring in my fancy one. And they check your temperature and everything was okay. And then you trot in again. And then they've got, like in the supermarkets, this one-way system. And you have to follow the arrows on the floor, which is interesting for an eye hospital and people with visual impairments. But there you go. And then you can only sit on certain seats that don't have stickers on them. And they did a wonderful job, to be fair. And I'm glad to say my eye is fine.
That's fantastic. I know you've lost all the sight in one of your eyes to glaucoma, but the other one is stable.
It is. The left one went in my teens. The glaucoma, it just built up and up and up. Too much pressure on the optic nerve and it just couldn't keep going. They tried, the doctors, they really did, but it just didn't want to hang in there. So we focused on my right eye, which has, well, it's played a few games with me over the years. I've had glaucoma since I was 4 in both eyes. I've had lensectomies, I've had trabectalectomies, and I've also had, most recently, I've had detached retinas as well. So I lost the sight completely for a while. And then about 10 years ago, they put in a shunt, a tube in the back of the eye, which controls the glaucoma. And that was a game changer. It was a fantastic surgery. I mean, it bloody hurt, but it really did do the trick and has got me stable for quite a long time, touch wood.
And whilst it was a little bit weird going to Moorfields yesterday, it still felt very comfortable and the right thing to do.
Absolutely. They brought my appointment forward because it wasn't going to be for a lot longer. They, you know, really, really work hard and are trying so hard in this sort of new normal. It was a huge relief to have that checkup as well, because it's probably been my biggest anxiety within lockdown, if I'm absolutely honest with myself, is not having those regular checkups on, you know, bits of yourself, because you sort of aim for them, especially with my eyes. I have them every 6 months at each clinic and I sort of build up and get a bit nervous before that appointment. Then I have it and then on you go. And I'd sort of in this routine that I've had for years of feeling like that. So having it delayed was really tough. And when you're on your own in lockdown, just with your thoughts, you play mind games with yourself and it's no fun at all. But thankfully, the NHS is slowly getting there. Well, if we can open pubs, we can get our NHS back going, can't we?
Indeed. And I understand other things are working a little bit more smoothly as well. And you've been writing.
Yes, well, I've had a few writing jobs come up. I've been very lucky, and also just wanting to write on projects that have been, because where all my live work's gone, I've, you know, time has freed up to write the things that I've been wanting to. So I've been cracking away with that, and it's been an absolute delight because I just get to go into this other fantasy world of whatever it is I'm writing about and get away from the news and, you know, the problems that are going on overseas and all of that. And you can get away from it just for a little while. So it's all well and good. The pubs are reopening, but I haven't got time to go to them.
Do you think you will do anything this weekend to celebrate? Go out for a meal with your boyfriend?
I think we might stay in and watch from the window because he's moving. So that'll be the first time in his new flat. And I think we're just going to watch from the window and see what people get up to, because it's being called Super Saturday. And I just want to see if that turns into a complete disaster. I think I'll just watch from a distance. It's the weather's nice as well. And the pubs reopen. You know what this country is like.
Oh, it'll be an all-night street party.
Oh, yeah. It'll just blow their minds. And I sort of want to watch from afar and judge.
Well, I'm really glad that things are returning to normal. I'm looking forward to the first Georgie Morell live gig of the year. And I hope you'll tell us all about it when it gets booked.
Yes, absolutely. I hope it's sooner rather than later. But if people do want to see me, I am online. My Edinburgh show, which was very kindly sponsored by the RNIB, is on Next Up, which is a comedy streaming channel. It's called Icon. Get it?
And that's I as in EYE and Con, C-O-N.
Absolutely.
Well, that'll keep everybody going until we speak to you again next week. In the meantime, Georgie, thanks for coming back onto the show and take care of yourself.
Thanks, Red. You take care too. Stay safe.
Would you like to share your thoughts about lockdown with the listeners? Drop us an email, radio@rnib.org.uk.